Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of executive dysfunction. You know that feeling when you're staring at a to-do list that feels longer than War and Peace and your brain just screams, nope. Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're ditching the overwhelm and diving headfirst into something pretty awesome. The power of gratitude and appreciation. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Gratitude isn't just about being a Pollyanna and ignoring the chaos. It's a serious game changer for our mental well-being, especially when we're grappling with executive dysfunction. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, shifting your focus from what I lack to what I have, even in the midst of all that unfinished laundry and looming deadlines. So, what can gratitude actually do for us? First off, it's a mood booster. Seriously. Studies show that practicing gratitude regularly can significantly improve our overall happiness levels. Think about it. When you focus on the good stuff, your brain releases those feel-good hormones like dopamine and serotonin, making you feel more positive and energized. Secondly, gratitude helps us build resilience. Ever faced a setback? Gratitude can help us bounce back faster. By acknowledging what we have, even in challenging times, we create a sense of stability and perspective. We're less likely to get swept away by negative emotions and more equipped to tackle obstacles head-on. Thirdly, gratitude fuels our motivation. Remember that feeling when you achieve something you've been working towards? That sense of accomplishment? Gratitude amplifies those feelings, motivating us to keep going, even when things get tough. It reminds us why we started in the first place and keeps us inspired to reach our goals. Fourth, gratitude fosters stronger relationships. When we express appreciation for others, it strengthens the bonds between us. A simple, thank you, can go a long way in building trust and fostering connection. And finally, gratitude helps us live more mindfully. By focusing on the present moment and appreciating the little things, we reduce stress and anxiety. It's like hitting the pause button on life's hectic pace and truly savoring each experience. Ever had a day when everything felt off? Like your brain was stuck in neutral and even getting out of bed felt like climbing Mount Everest? I get it, we all have those days. But what if, instead of scrolling through social media or indulging in another Netflix binge, you took a few minutes to practice gratitude? Imagine this, you wake up feeling that familiar resistance, that, today's gonna be a long one, vibe. But before you surrender to the overwhelm, take a moment to appreciate the simple things. The warmth of your bed, the sound of birds chirping outside your window, even just the fact that you have another day to make something amazing happen. You might surprise yourself with how quickly those positive vibes start to shift your entire outlook. Okay, so we've talked about the power of gratitude and how it can truly transform our lives, especially when we're battling executive dysfunction. But what does this actually look like in practice? How do we make gratitude a part of our everyday routines? Here's the deal. You don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start small. Keep a gratitude journal and jot down three things you're grateful for each day, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just a sunny day. Engage in activities that bring you joy. Make time for hobbies, spend quality time with loved ones, or simply take a walk in nature and soak up the beauty around you. Remember, life is not just about ticking off tasks. It's about savoring experiences and appreciating the journey. Remember, guys, gratitude isn't some magic bullet that will instantly solve all your problems. But it's a powerful tool that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more resilience, positivity, and even a little bit of humor. So, take a moment today to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. You might just be surprised by the difference it makes. Now go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to subscribe to Mental Toolbox so you can join me on this journey every single day. Let's conquer executive dysfunction together, one grateful moment at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.